Good afternoon and welcome to our Wednesday, June 29th meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules. And members, we just have one item to take up today, and I will open a public hearing and work session on SCR 20. Excuse me, Erin Seidler, will you please tell us what we're looking at?
Thank you, Madam Chair. SCR 20 establishes limitations and deadlines for legislative measures for the 2012 session of the 76th Legislative Assembly, limits Senate and House members to no more than two measure drafts, limits Senate and House committees, Governor and Chief Justice no more than five, limitations on introductions of measures do not apply to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means, Senate President or House Committee on Rules, requires all draft requests to be submitted to Legislative Council on or before December 5th, 2011, and all drafts to be filed at the Senate or House desk no later than 5 p.m. on January 23rd, 2012. You do have a -1 amendment. The -1 amendment removes drafting requests for each caucus in House and Senate, changes a reference to from Judicial Department to Chief Justice, and limitations on introductions and deadlines do not apply to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means, Senate President, or House Committee on Rules. It eliminates the caucus from that section of the bill. You do have a hand in gross and we have a no revenue and no fiscal impact on the -1.
Yes, thanks for that explanation. And Senator Beyer, you have a question?
I do, and when we talked about this before in the caucuses, it made sense, but I just wondered, was there discussion, maybe Robert knows the answer to this, was there discussion about the other two constitutional officers' authority to have bills, or the other two statewides?
So we've been joined by our Secretary of the Senate, who we invited, in case there were questions, and also to put a little context on this. So if you'd like to take a stab at that, and any other comments you have, that would be great.
Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee, I'm Robert Taylor. I'm the Secretary of the Senate. In response to that question, I don't know if there had been much discussion between their leadership in both chambers about permitting other constitutional officers to have bill requests. This concurrent resolution, it has been an effort to codify for the benefit of both chambers the agreement that was reached, giving the governor and the judicial branch five requests each.
Yeah.
And it would be on that point, I think that's something that going forward as we work to understand how annual sessions are going to operate to consider.
How does it work in regular sessions now?
There's no limit now.
Can they request bill drafts?
I believe that they can as separate agencies.
Mm. I was always under the impression that their bills were a courtesy introduction by the leadership. Because there's really no provision in the Constitution for any non-legislator to introduce legislation. Isn't that correct?
Well, I mean, and I think this is not a legal answer, but certainly the governor's office has bill introduction ability through the agency bills, since the agencies all report to the governor and are part of the executive, and they have earlier deadlines than legislators or committees have. I guess you could argue that the governor's office has bill introduction, but I was just going to point out that what this applies to, which is what we're now calling the even-numbered session, the practice when we've been doing this on an experimental basis has been to not have any bill introductions by either the executive or the judicial, so they had no ability unless they could convince a committee or a legislator to do it for them. So,
which I guess, Madam Chair, is I'm not suggesting a change, it's just a curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's by tradition that the executive gets to introduce. I don't think constitutionally the executive has any authority to introduce anything. Only the legislature can introduce legislation. I've always thought it was a courtesy, but not a big deal. It's just a curiosity question.
Mm-hmm. and Senator Beyer, I think by rule in the past for the long sessions, the Senate rules have permitted agencies to introduce bills.
Hmm.
But Senator Rosenbaum is correct that at least for the short sessions, the experimental short sessions, there had been no mechanism for the governor or the judicial branch to request bills of their own. So this would be an effort to give the judicial branch and the governor an ability in the short session to introduce some bills, a very small number, but at least a few bills. And then the idea would be for every member gets two bills. And so the hope would be that agencies would talk to members during the interim, and if a member is persuaded that an agency has a good idea that a member wants to use one of their bills on, then a member would be free to do that. Hopefully those conversations would grow out of this mechanism.
And Madam Chair, I'm just curious, the deletion of C, the caucus introduction, what was the rationale?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'd be happy to respond to that. We wanted, or there was a discussion about whether the Senate should proceed with its own rule change and the House do its own rule change. There was a decision that it's better to try to do it by a concurrent resolution, and the reason being that if there is a concurrent resolution, then both the Senate and the House together agree on the limit that applies to the governor and the judicial branch. Otherwise, you'd have a situation where the Senate could limit the Senate bills that the governor gets, but the Senate could not limit the House bills that the House gets, and so there would be the ability there for there to be not an even number. So by doing it in a concurrent resolution, it allows the House and the Senate together to limit the other branch. Then the only nuance to that, however, was that historically the Senate, in its own rules, gave caucus bills that could be used at any time during the session. The House did not do that historically. And in order to agree on this concurrent resolution, we had a meeting this morning with the Chiefs of Staff where we would delete from the concurrent resolution references to the caucus measures, and then by a separate Senate rule, we would provide a mechanism for the Senate caucuses to still get their caucus requests at any time. And we're going to do that by a Senate rule that we will distribute later today that would be for consideration tomorrow. And the basic mechanism for that was we would provide expressly in the Senate rule that each caucus leader may request from the president, and the president shall grant pursuant to his authority under this concurrent resolution no more than two caucus bills to be determined by the caucus leader. So it gets the Senate where it wants to be as far as caucus bills, and then doesn't require the House to give those caucus bills to their members.
Senator Burdick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay, so, but I'm not seeing here, so the when the Senate gives the caucus leaders their bill, it comes out of the Senate President's allocation, or how does that work?
It would be a bill that the Senate President would request and introduce. The President is not subject to the limits in the HCR.
Okay, and neither are the speakers.
The House is providing that the House Rules Committee will operate with the same function that our president operates. So our president does not have a limit on the bill introductions,
right.
And then the House is vesting that authority in the House Rules Committee.
That's right, because the amendment says that they're not subject to the limitations. I see. Okay.
And basically, this was an effort to have consistent bill limits and deadlines, because when we've done these experimental sessions, it seems like more often than not we've ended up with pretty different numbers of bills and how they could be introduced. And so I think it actually was a product of a bipartisan work group where all of the caucuses were represented, and this is pretty close to what that group came up with a few puts and takes just to make things conform to everybody's understanding and past practice. So I think it's a good thing that we were able to come to agreement on language that worked for both chambers. So any further discussions or questions or comments from the Secretary of the Senate?
I have no other comments. Senator Beyer, I'll look into your question just thinking forward in the interim about other constitutional officers and how we've handled that. So I want to make sure you get the right information.
Okay, thanks a lot for being here and helping us understand this. And we are in a work session. Senator Ferriola?
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the -1 amendments to SCR 20.
Thank you. Senator Ferrioli has moved the -1 amendments to SCR 20. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Any objection to the amendment? Amendment is adopted. Senator Ferrioli?
Madam Chair, I move SCR 20 to the floor with a do adopt recommendation as amended.
Senator Ferrioli has moved SCR 20 as amended to the floor with a do adopt recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection? Seeing none, the motion carries. So I assume this is going to be moving pretty quickly to the floor, even possibly as quickly as
today.
So we'll, I don't know that.
Right after we see that rule about caucus. I would guess. Since
okay.
This will be subject to rule suspension to move forward.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank
so,
you.
So we need a carrier on the floor, and if no one else is jumping to carry it, the chair will carry it on the floor. Okay. And we don't have one of our members here who attempted to put in front of us a Senate resolution, which I have yet to see, actually, in my electronic or paper files. But the next time we see him, we can certainly have a conversation with him and get our rulers, bring our rulers out. So.
And then just briefly on the caucus bill, so that I do have a draft of the rule that I'd be happy to show the folks on this committee, and we will distribute it to the floor today. And so the Senate will provide its caucuses, these caucus bills. The House, we're basically leaving it to them to decide under their rules how to do, if they want to give their caucuses bills or not. That's up to the House.
And then just to clarify, so the rules that were distributed a couple of days ago on the desk, there will be an amended version of those?
What I plan to do is pass out something today that has a cover letter that just says proposed amendments to the Senate rules for consideration tomorrow, and these would supplant what were passed out a few days ago. Mm. And there it's the last two rules in this packet dealing with pre-session filing deadlines have been pared down now that we're accomplishing much of that in the concurrent resolution. And you'll also see in the pre-session filing rule that we expressly call out the caucus bill mechanism that we discuss. So.
Great. Well, thank you. And with nothing further to come before us, I'll close the work session on SCR 20. And I think it has been determined that our SCR 18 sine die resolution is the one that will be acted on, so that's something to look forward to as well. But I don't really anticipate, but I have said this before, I don't anticipate further meetings of the committee except for the one on the floor. But you never know. Okay, so thanks a lot, everybody, and we are adjourned.
Let's hope that's a good